Okay, we're back on Zion today. So I'll begin on the Mishnah. I'll go over again the Mishnah from yesterday on Lamed Beis, three lines from the bottom. Everybody got it? Lamed Beis 36b, three lines from the bottom, page 72. Okay, Manitin. If it's a mitzvah which is, connected to land, we'll talk about it means chovet karka, but the Gemara will explain what the criteria are. In a nohegelabar. So it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Things like truma and ma'aser, those are dinim that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. But she'enet tluy ba'aretz, if it's not tluy la'aretz, it's like Shabbos and Tefillin, nohegel bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. So whether Eretz Yisrael or chutz la'aretz. And then the Talmud Mishnah says on Lamed Zayin Aleph, chutz mina orla v'kilayim. Here's something about kilei kerem that the world will have to. So orla and kilei kerem, even though it's talui ba'aretz, it's knowing in chutz la'aretz. So Rashi helps us out. The top Rashi, shafish tluy ba'aretz, no gim gam chutz la'aretz. So orla halacha. Orla is halacha mashem yisinai. Orla is you can't eat the fruit of the tree for the first 3 years. By kilayim dibri sofrim kilei kamanan and kilei kerem on the rabbanon in chutz la'aretz. Reb Lezer Omer Afa Chadash. Reb Lezer says also Chadash. So the Gemara is going to be Mesupak. Is Reb Lezer, which is what is Reb Lezer saying? A Kula or a Chumra? Is it that the Tana Kama, for reasons that we'll explain in the Gemara, holds that Chadash is like Orla and Kalayim also prohibited in Chutz La'aretz? And Reb Lezer is saying that Afa Chadash is only in Eretz Yisrael, and that would be a Kula. Or is it that Reb Lezer is saying a chumrah that afachad pun faker that the Tana Kama holds chadash is only Eretz Yisrael and he holds Reb Lezer does that afachad is even chutz la'aretz. So we'll see in the Gemara more about that. Okay, the all right. That's it. Any questions, comments, thoughts on the Mishnah? All right. What?
So based on this, how do we learn that we have to keep it outside also?
First of all, we don't keep Shemitah outside of Eretz Yisrael. We just have Shemitah Kesafim. Shemitah Kesafim, we do outside of, not Shemitah Karka. No. Again, Shemitah Karka applies in Eretz Yisrael, so the fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael, there are certain dinim that, attached to the, well, I mean, once it grew there, it has certain dinim, but it's just in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the second line on Lamed Zayin Aleph. Gemara, my tzuliyah, my shayna tzuliyah. So how, first we have to define the terms. What does it mean, Mitzvah Tzuliyah and Mitzvah Shayna Tzuliyah Baretz? Ilayim Tzuliyah Dechtiba Biyah, so there are certain mitzvot, and Rashi quotes that sometimes the Torah will say, "Ki tavo el haaretz," you come to Eretz Yisrael, or "Vayah ki yivyachah Hashem el haaretz," where Hashem brings you to Eretz Yisrael, or so maybe he means tzuliyah ba'aretz when the Torah puts that sort of preamble in there, you get to Eretz Yisrael, that's tzuliyah ba'aretz, and if not, it's not. He says, "V'shinah tzuliyah ba'aretz lo k'tiva biyah." Right, tefillin u'petar chamor, but tefillin and petar chamor, which we say every morning when we put on our tefillin, he says dechti b'hen bia. It says vayaki b'yecha Hashem, and v'nogin bein baretz bein mechutz la'aretz. Notwithstanding that, it applies when both in Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. Let's see Rashi on this tefillin u'petar chamor. First narrow line, tibuhu vayaki b'yecha parsha kedishli. In Rabban Amorai Baba the Tefillin. So Rashi, as we see in other places, that the Chamim in Baba would put on Tefillin, and Petra Chamor in parentheses the Marsha takes out Petra Rechem Tal Rukman. It says it depends on the womb. But let's look at the Tosfos. The first Tosfos Harvei Tefillin U Petra Chamor. Here, for contrast, in Oy B'Chutz La'aretz, the Ash Chamim Chamduchin Rabban Amorai Baba the Banchi Tefillin, B'Chein Matzin B'Bechorod. Rami Barchama, the Yami Baval, Yelam Petar Chamor. So where he says it should be Rav Nachman, Brei Rav Yosef, but the way Tosfos quotes, the way Tosfos brings it down, that we see Chamim put on Tefillin and Babel, and we see that they also observed, Petar Chamor also in Babel. He says, "V'im Tomar Dumi Rabbanan Havu Avdi." You can say this. What type of proof is that? In other words, the Gemara takes it as a given that Tefillin and Petra Chamor apply even Chutz La'aretz. What are the Gemara's proof? Maybe it's just on a Drabbanan level they're doing it. Yish Lomar, Mikom Mekom Parak Shapir, even assuming arguendo that it would be Drabbanan, which means on a Dereis level would not apply. So he says, so if that would be the case, so the Talmud Mishnah should say, except for Tefillin and Petar Chamor. He says, so he says, Chutz Mina Orla, He wants to say, like, in other words, he wants to say that orally, we think, at least initially, it sounds like that would be Drabanan. So we should say, the Tanna should also say, if it would be that way, it's orally the Kalayim and Tefillin and Petra Kamor. Since he doesn't say that, it seems pretty clear that it applies even in Chutz La'aretz. You know, there's one thing that Rabbi Yehuda was mentioning today. He said, like, in the Mishnah, why does the Mishnah say, and was Chovah Karka in a sin only in Israel? But what does it say that Chovah is not clearly the Karka? It applies everywhere. I mean, wouldn't that be the default? Wouldn't I normally assume that we'll miss supply everywhere in the world? Why do I have to say, if it's not clearly the Karka, it applies elsewhere? So he was saying, he was quoting from a Sefer, and I think it might have been an Or HaDash that, and I think it was cited in the Masifta, that, like, we see, let's say the Ramban says the mitzvahs were given just to be observed in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, that's the ideal. But the mitzvahs were given, and we're doing it, we have to do it in Chutz La'aretz. But the idea is just that you do it in Chutz La'aretz, and when you get to Eretz Yisrael, you'll be all primed to do the mitzvahs. But the main place for the mitzvah, you know, I would think, is Eretz Yisrael. So, and he quoted a story, he said he heard from Rabbi Avigdor Nebenzahl, who was rabbi in Jerusalem, that he said that he was coming from, I think, America to Eretz Yisrael, and he put on tefillin before he got to Eretz Yisrael. When he got to Eretz Yisrael, he put on tefillin again the same day because he wanted to do the mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. And it was
Very cool. The bracha.
Well, if you put it on again, he put it on here in New York with a bracha, so no big deal. But but he wanted to do it again anyway. You see, the idea is, so the Tana is saying, yeah, the mitzvah apply even in Chutz La'aretz, not so pasha. So let's see back in the Gemara. So we're on line 5 or 6. So he says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hachi Kamar." Rabbi Yehuda says, "Here's the Mishnah. Kol mitzvah shechovar aguf nuhagei bein ba'aretz bein chutz la'aretz." If the mitzvah is chovar aguf, it's like personal obligation to do with your body. It applies in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. And Rashi helps us out with this. Look, Rashi, the sixth narrow line, chovar aguf. You know, ain't it fli ba'aretz? Ain't we tell lo al karka v'lo gidula? It doesn't, depend on the growth on the karka or things that grow from the karka. El gufosh l'adam, going Shabbat, like Shabbat would be chovar aguf, tefillin, avodah kochavim, petar chamor, mila, arayot, you know, b'chayotzei b'hem. So if it's chovar aguf, that's no way bein ba'aretz bein chutz la'aretz. Chovar, back in the Gemara, chovar karka in no hegel ba'aretz. But if it's chovar karka, look at Rashi again. Shemutelah karka gidulav, going truma ramasrot challah. Means hafrashat challah leket shechu peya the manon aniyim shviyat shmita like you would mention charash orla kilayim. So those are all chovat karka. So the Gemara is explaining when it says tliyah ba'aretz and ina tliyah ba'aretz, it means chovat aguf and chovat karka. That's what we're talking about. So you could mention tzitzis also. You know, we're not mentioning every mitzvah, but you can say. Throw someone sits through. Okay, now the Gemara says, so Menani Mile. So where do we know this halacha that Chovat Karka is just in Eretz Yisrael and Chovat Aguf is everywhere in the world? So the Tana Rabbanan. Now the Gemara has, I took out a Chumash because it helps you look at these psukim. You can get it, you can if you like. All right, thank you. We get this. This is in Gariam.
Well, okay, if you have it in your hand, okay. Sorry to make you work.
You want a Chumash, Rafi? Okay, that was very nice of you to say. Okay, so in the art scroll, it's on page 998. Okay, everybody have it? Page 998, 4 lines from the bottom. Okay, let me just read the pasuk inside, and we'll do it. Tomorrow's going to have a drasha on this. This is in the art, it's in Parshas Re, Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Aleph. If you have the art scroll, Chumash, page 998. So he says, these are laws and statutes that you should, how does he translate it here? That you should observe, perform in Ba'aretz, in the land God is giving you to possess. All the days that you live on the earth. So the Gemara is going to make a drasha from this pasuk. We'll see in a minute. Okay, back in the Gemara. So Menani Milay, the Tan Rabbanan, Eilach Hukim. So this is from the Sifrei. The Sifrei is the Midrash on Bamidbar and Devarim. So Eilach Hukim, Eilach HaMidrashot. That means like the, like the exegesis of the different psukim. to derive different halachot. Ela hachukim. It's interesting, I think the Nitziv and his Pirush on Chumash, like we normally think of a chok is a law that you don't know the reasons for, and in certain circumstances it is what it is. But the Nitziv in his Pirush of Chumash says that chok, at least the way it's used in Sefer Devarim, he says means that things that you're deriving with the hermeneutic principles. That's what a chok is. Not the way we normally think of these things. Okay, but Eilach Chukim Eilam Midrashot, that's the way this matter seems to go. But Mishpatim Eilu Adinim. Mishpatim are dinim, like laws, civil justice. Asher Tishmaron Zu Mishnah means that's Talmud Torah. Asher Tishmaron, so Rashi helps us out with this. Shemavili De Ma'ai said, Tishmaron says Tishmaron La'asot means it brings you to do it. That's not the part we need, though. La'asot Zu Ma'aseh. Ba'aretz, now, so the Torah says these are the mitzvot that you're going to do. Ba'aretz sounds like in Eretz Yisrael. Yechol Kol Mitzvot Kulan. So I might think that all the mitzvot are just going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Talmud Lomar, so it says, the Pasuk also says, all the days that you were living on the earth. So that sounds like universal. So there was one term in the Pasuk, if you want to get an Arsul Komishunai, but we're around 10 lines down on Lamed Dain Aleph, but Arsul Komish would help. Okay, so he says, Ba'aretz sounds just like in Eretz Israel. Is everywhere in the world. Equally, Ba'aretz. So I might think the mitzvah would apply in Eretz Israel and Chutz La'aretz. So, but in other words, I have a ribu in a miyut. Whereas one term seems to say the mitzvah is only going to be in Eretz Israel, that Ba'aretz, and one term seems to say it's going to be everywhere in the world. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Achar Shariba Ketuvu Miyut. So I have a ribu and a miut. So which is which? What's the plow? How do I guide myself? So it's Salem. So look at the next pasuk in the Torah. Again, look in the Chumash next pasuk. So if you look, it says on page 98, the bottom line, a beit tavdun kol kamod asher avdushamaguyim asher tamishum tamelolihem lachon kol. I'll remember like what we talked about. You have to destroy places of Avodah Zarah. Places of Avodah Zarah. So back in the Gemara, he says, "Abeita b'nekom." So Avodah isn't, relating per se to Eretz Israel, anywhere. You don't want to have anything to do with Avodah Zarah. It applies everywhere in the world. So he's saying, if you look at the psukim, we had two terms, but the latter term, it's juxtaposed near the mitzvah of destroying Avodah Zarah, right? It says, so he's so the Sifrei is making the drasha that which are the mitzvot that apply everywhere in the world, mitzvot that are like Avodah Zarah, which are Chobot HaGuf, but other mitzvot like Chobot HaKarka, that's just the Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Medrash says. Okay, so again. So let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll go on. So we're distinguishing between mitzvahs that are Tluyi Ba'aretz, mitzvahs that are not Tluyi Ba'aretz. So first thing we're saying, what's Tluyi Ba'aretz, not Tluyi Ba'aretz? So if it's a mitzvah begufo, if it's a mitzvah begufo, like Shabbat, Tefillin, that's a mitzvah begufo that applies everywhere in the universe. If it's a mitzvah that's a chovet karka, like Truma and Maaser, Shemitah, that's just an Eretz Yisrael. That's what we said. Then we said, how do I know that? Where does the Torah say that this is this way? Maybe it's wherever it says Vayakibiacha. Sometimes the Torah for mitzvah says you can get to Eretz Yisrael, but it says that before Tefillin and it says it before Petach Amor, and that applies everywhere in the world. So that can't be the key sign for it. So the Gemara quotes the Medrash, the Sifrei, from these two Pesukim in Parshat Re'eh. So we had a Ribu and a Miut. Ribu is Kolim Mosher, all the days you're living on the earth, which sounds like universal obligation, and then Ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara learns from the juxtaposition of the Psukim that the things that are everywhere in the world are Chobot HaGuf, just like Avodah Zarah is a Chobot HaGuf, so too, and whereas Chobot Karka is just an Eretz Yisrael. Okay, whose question have slowest ending with it so far?
So wait, if a fruit is already was born in Eretz
Grew.
Yisrael, still. You know,
it's when the Shemitah, you mean? Yeah, that's what we discussed. If it's a Shemitah fruit, it's still a Shemitah fruit wherever it is in the face of the earth. Okay, now we're at the two dots. Anybody? Okay, I'm going on. Okay, Lama Zayim and Aleph, midway down the column, the two dots. Okay, Now, chutzmanot orla b'hakilayim, and then, but the key is we said when it was before he came in, Odei, but Reb Lezer says ah hakadash. So there's going to be a question. The Gemara is Reb Lezer teach me a kula or a chumra? Is he teaching me a chumra that the Tanakhama holds that Chadash is only in Eretz Yisrael, and Reb Lezer is saying even Chadash is like Orl and Kalayim, even Chutz La'aretz. That would be one way to understand the Mishnah. So the Ash is going on to the Chutz, onto the second clause of the Tanakhama statement, or perhaps Reb Lezer says Af Chadash that the Tanakhama holds that Chadash applies in Chutz La'aretz, and Reb Lezer says no, Af Chadash is just like the knowing is just the misfits will be barred. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. So we'll see in a minute. What's my word about Kalayim? So he buy Lahu, Reb Lezer Lekula Palig, or Lekumar Palig. We know there's a machloket. Is the Tana Reb Lezer teach me a Kula or a Chumra? He says, Lekumar Palig, maybe his Cholay can teach me a Chumra. How so? Bahaki Kama or Tana Kama. This is what the Tana Kama is saying. Chutzman Orla, Umina Kalayim, Dilkata Gemirla. In other words, we know the way the Gemara is saying here, Orl and Kalayim, Alakim Hashem Yisinai, Afagav the Ikla Memar Chobot Karkahi. In other words, so the flow would be that if it's Chobot Karkah is only in Israel, so for Orl and Kalayim, which Alakim Hashem Yisinai applies in the Chutz La'aretz, which isn't the way Rashi said in the Mishnah by Kalayim, but assume it would be that way. This is Afagav the Ikla Memar Chobot Karkahi, about Chadash Ba'aretz in the Chutz La'aretz Lo, but Chadash only applies in Israel. Not outside of Israel. My taima, Moshav lachar Yerushav Yeshiva Mashma. So it says by Chadash, says Belechem Kaliba Carmel lo toklu. I did something I must say. Adav Yachem Korban lo kichem. Kukadam Dor Teichem b'chol Moshav Teichem. That's the pasuk. It says it's a law of b'chol Moshav Teichem in all your settlements. So he says. So what does b'chol moshav teicha mean? He says about chadash ba'aretz ma'itam moshav lachar yirush v'yishiv mashma. So there's going to be two ways to understand moshav teicha. Moshav teicha can mean your places in Eretz Israel after yirush v'yishiva, after you conquer and divide up land after 40 years of kibush and yirusha. So b'chol moshav teicha means only in Eretz Israel, but not immediately when you cross the Yarden after you conquer and then. The other alternative tropical Moshav Teichem means anywhere you live, anywhere in the universe, the B'chol Moshav Teichem. So this Tana, so back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so the Tana Kama we think could be learning, Moshav L'char Yerushav Yeshiva Mashva. Whereas the Tana Kama says, so it says the magic word Moshav Teichem by Chadash, by the Easter of Chadash. So the Tana Kama we think could be saying that it just means in Eretz that the laws of Chadash apply in Eretz after Yerusha v'Yeshiva, ba'ata Reb Lezer le'meimar af chadash noei be'ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. And the Tana Reb Lezer is coming to say that even chadash applies everywhere, even chutz la'aretz. Ma'itayma Moshe b'chol makom shem yoshvim. He, in other words, they're arguing. How do I understand the term Moshe v'teichem? Does Moshe v'teichem mean like where you're settling in Eretz Yisrael after kibush and Yerusha, or Yerusha and Yeshiva, I should say, that's the Tana Kama. Where does Moshe Teichem mean? Wherever you find yourself in the world, you're living, so then that's where it applies. So that could be the machloket between the Tana Kama and Reb Lezer. The Tana Kama takes the more circumscribed view that Kaddish is only in Eretz Yisrael, and we think that the Reb Lezer says, no, it's even in Chutz La'aretz. O Dilma, Lekula Pali, or maybe the Tana Reb Lezer is coming to teach me leniency. B'hachi kamar Tana Kama, and whatever he's saying, it's going to be different than the Tana Kama. So, right. So, if the Tana Kama is saying Chadash is limited to Israel, then the Tana Reb Lezer is saying Chadash is anywhere in the world. But the second version is B'hachi kamar Tana Kama, chutzman orla b'kalayim hilchata gemiri lo, except for orla b'kalayim that apply, even though it's chobot karka, it applies in chutz la'aretz. B'chol shekein Chadash. The Moshav, and Kol Shekin, he doesn't mention explicitly, certainly Chadash, because in other words, those it doesn't say, by Orl and Kalayim doesn't say you should do it outside of Eretz Yisrael, but it's Halakha Moshe Misinai. But by Chadash, it says, B'chol Moshav Teichem, so certainly that applies in Chutz La'aretz. But to Reb Lezer LeMeimar, Chadash in the Higel Ba'aretz, and the Tana Reb Lezer is saying, no, Chadash is limited to Eretz Yisrael. The Moshav lachar Yerushav Yeshiva Mashma. Now he'll take the opposite view. Right. So he'll say that Moshav means after you conquer and divvy up the land. Umay Af, And then in the second version, when he says Af HaChadash, what does it mean, even the Chadash? In other words, the first version is Sifra Orl and Kalayim and also Chadash. But the second version is Af HaChadash HaKamaita. He's going that if it's a mitzvah that's Tulya Ba'aretz, it's only Ba'aretz Israel. And the Tanakh Kama says, except for Chadash. And Rav Elazar says, no, even Chadash is based on the first term. In other words, it's Talui Ba'aretz. No. It's Talui Ba'aretz, only in Eretz Israel, Af Chadash. Okay, so that's the kasha. Okay, does Chadash apply only? First of all, what is Reb Elazar? Either way, there's a machloket tonight about this. So, but is the Tana Reb Elazar coming to teach me a kula or a chumra? And but either way, one Tana is going to hold that Chadash is everywhere in the world, and one's going to hold only in Eretz Yisrael. All right, everybody good so far? Say again. Repeat. Yeah, but we said b'chomo shoteichem could lead me to a conclusion that it's only in Eretz Yisrael, could lead me in anywhere in the world. Because b'chomo shoteichem is subject to two interpretations. Either b'chomo shoteichem means wherever you in Eretz Yisrael after Yerusha and Yeshiva, in other words, after you conquer and you divvy up the land, that's b'chomo shoteichem in Eretz Yisrael. Or b'chomo shoteichem, but that means after 14 years. Or it means anywhere in the world. So whichever way you take it, that'll be either a limitation or an expansion of it.
Why are we doing
Sefer Hashem in the U.S.? Yeah, Hafrash Chala applies even to Kasaris. We'll tell you. Yeah, we'll come to see. We'll come to see. Okay? All right, now, let me just do a little bit of this. So, the Torah forbids the consumption of Chadash, grain from the New Year's crop, till after the offering of the Korban Omer on the 16th Nisan. The Yochum and Zakai, Menachot, ordained that today in the absence of the base of Mikdash, Chadash not be eaten until the 17th of Nisan. And when he goes to the Machlok, it's not fine. Now, the Baal HaTrumot and the Ur Zeruah rule in accordance with the Tanakhama. It's going to come out. The Gemara is going to be Vari. Rav Elazar is going to be back there. And so the Tanakhama says, right. So the Tanakhama holds that Kaddish is only in Eretz Israel, and Rav Elazar holds Kaddish applies even Kosaris. That's why it's coming out. So, but the $64,000 question is, which way are we posking? And clearly, you're going to end up with more kulas if it's Rabbanan than if it's the Raisa. And the kulas we try to rely on is fake, but if it's starting off with a Rabbanan, it's in better shape. And that's where Rosh really goes to say. So the Baal HaTruman and the words rule in accordance with Tanakhama, who says that when it's permitted to eat Kaddish to Kutz La'aretz, this is a general rule that Allah follows the anonymous opinion of the Tanakhama. So, according to the Tanakhama, no problem at all, Kutz La'aretz. Kaddish is only in Eretz Yisrael. He says, the Rif and the Rosh disagree, and rule in accordance with the view of Reb Elazar, that Kaddish is forbidden in a Torah and Kutz La'aretz, because this view is supported by an anonymous mission in Orla. The Rabbah and the Shulchan Aruch follow this approach, even Kusaris. So many of the authorities stress the fact that most people Kusaris do not obey the Seizur and routinely partake in Kaddish products. While some authorities decry this practice, maintain that there is no room for leniency on this matter, others offer various grounds for leniency. Many locations, it's very difficult to obtain Yashan, not Kaddish, throughout the winter months. The Bach, for example, suggests that the Easter of Kaddish and Kusaris tea grain grown by Jewish farmers, and he permits eating Kaddish grown by non-Jews. So the Bach wants to say that even if I pass in, like Reb Elazar, the Kaddish is prohibited in the Torah and Kisla Aretz, it only applies to crops grown by Jews. If crops grown by non-Jews, points the Bach, then all bets are off. Others, however, dispute the Bach's position, citing Tosfos on yesterday's daf, as well as other Rishonim, who explicitly state that the law of Kaddish applies to grain grown by non-Jews. Mishnah Brura, after citing many views on the matter, concludes while there are various grounds for leniency, it is preferable for Baal Nefesh, a meticulously observant person, to refrain from eating Kaddish if possible. So some people are machmir. But Levis is mentioning that in Eretz Yisrael, there is more, everybody keeps Kaddish in Eretz Yisrael, I think. But there, I think that's why they observe Kaddish in Eretz Yisrael, right? The Easter of Kaddish. Here in Kutz La'aretz, so you know what? I hate to bother you. Give me the blue Chelek and the Mishnah Brura. The blue one. No, let's take a look.
20 years ago, no.
I only buy after
the Maran.
The problem is the cereal box. But now that they have codes and you can look it up, there's
an app. You know, it's mentioned elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch as well. Okay, so the Mechaber says like this. This is in Siman Taf Pei Ted. Is everybody listening? He says, Asur lechol chadash ap zman hazeh, bein lechem bein chali bein karmel, whether it's bread or it's toasted grain or karmel or the plump grains, ad chilil shmona serpen nisan, veristel ad chilil shiva serpen nisan. Then, there's a whole arichas here in the Mishnah Berura. But one second, in Yoredei he has it as well, right? So in Yoredei, in Siman Reish Sadi Gimel, the Rama brings a heter. Rama says it's fake sveka. The first sapek is Shema Tvua, maybe the Tvua is not this year's, it's last year's. And then even if you say it's this year's, maybe it took root before the Omer, okay? And then, okay, then he's got more here, but there was something else that I wanted to say. So some want to say that they want to, like, in other words, if you say like, in other words, Reb Lezer Lechora is saying Doraisa is prohibited, and then the Rif and the Rambam are passing like the Tana Reb Lezer. But some want to say that Chadash and Chutzlaris is only Dibrei Sofrim on a Rabbanon level. One says that's the first step. Then he says because they were gozer because of Eretz Yisrael, but they were only gozer in the places that are samach Eretz Yisrael, like Mitzrayim and Babel, like Egypt and Babylonia. So more problematic in Egypt and Babylonia. And it is difficult with all the like the heterim that they come together. But some people are machmir even on Chadash. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, so we don't know what shot in the Mishnah is. The first is Sotis to explain the Mishnah. So we're around 10 lines to the bottom on Lamed Zayin with Aleph. So Tashma, Damar Abaye, Man Tana the Pali Leid Reb Lezer. So Abaye says, who's the Tana Cholik Reb Lezer? So the first step is, let's identify the Tana Kama, and then we'll be on the road to figuring what his Shitot are. He says Rebbe Yishmael. So it's Rebbe Yishmael is the Tana. The Tanya, because we learned the Brayis, and this is also from the Sifrei. Now this is going on Parshat Shlach. Let me get the Pesukim open for this. So this is talking about Nesachim. One second. All right. So no, it's not. That's not what I'm, you're heading in the right place. Okay, so this is going to be on page 810, Shlach, with the Nesachim. Okay, so, right. So it says, look in Parshat Shlach on page 810. So it says, in the middle, near the Tetra. So the point is that you're going to have Nesachim. You bring Korban, you'll have Nesachim. So let's see back in the Gemara. So there's a machloket Tanayim between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that when it says so Rishma learns that it's just teaching me that I can bring the Sachim on the Bama Gedola, on the Bamot Sibur, not the Bamot Yachid. It says, what does he say? He says, Vasitem Isha Vashem, you make an Isha. So it's talking about the Bamot Sibur. And therefore, Moshvot Techem doesn't mean everywhere in the world you're dwelling. It means he's saying that Rav Shmuel holds that, let's say I bring a korban, let the midbar, if I bring a private korban, according to Rav Shmuel, there were no nesachim in the midbar. So if I brought a private korban, I couldn't bring nesachim. According to Rav Shmuel, after they get to Eretz Yisrael, here the Torah is giving the mitzvah, Vasitem Olad, when you build what the Bama Gedola. Bama Gedola is in Shiloh. When you build the Mishkan in Shiloh, so for 14 years, Mishkan was Gilgal. This is when you get to Shiloh, then you'll have the heter to bring the Sachem. And Chomosh Votecha means after 7 years of Yerusha and Yeshiva. That's 14 years. That's the way Rabbi Shmuel learns the Psukim. So let's see back in the Gemara now. So everybody with the 10 lines to the bottom. Tashma, the Amar Rabbi, is what we did already. So Titania, Lamedcha, Shekomachom Shnebar Moshav, Yilachar Yerusha V'Yeshiva, the Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, when the Torah says, Ki Tavol Eretz Moshvo Teichem, it means that after Yerusha and Yeshiva. That's Rabbi Shmuel. So stopping here, so the Tanakham of our Mishnah is going to be Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel learns when it says Moshvo Teichem, it means not everywhere in the world. It means everything. So he's going to hold that Kaddish is only in Eretz Israel, obviously. And then by deduction, then Reb Lez is going to hold Afa Kaddish is even in Chutz La'aretz. That'll be the way we'll go with this. Now, Amarlo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Shmuel, this is still in the Sifrei, talking about Psukim, about the Nesachim, Hare Shabbat Shnebar Moshavot. So it says by Shabbat, are you focused on the Gemara right now, Odeid? Okay. Yeah, okay. What are you looking on this thing? What's that? Okay. It's okay. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva says, Hare Shabbat Shnebar Moshavot. It says Shabbat, it says, Lo Tavar Uesh B'chol Moshavot Teichem. Don't kindle fire, but chomosh votecha. So he says, so Rabbi Akiva assumes that, in other words, Rabbi Akiva takes it that Rabbi Shmuel is darshing out the word mosh votecha, and that Rabbi Shmuel says mosh votecha means after Yerusha V'Yeshiva. And Rabbi Akiva says, does that make sense? Look, by Shabbos is mosh votecha. It doesn't mean that Shabbos is just going to be in Eretz Israel or anything like that. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Shmuel says back to Rabbi Akiva, Shabbat mi kalvachomer atya. Shabbos, I have a kalvachomer to teach me that Shabbos applies anywhere in the world. Ma mitzvot kalot no go bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. If I see the most insignificant mitzvot apply in the hierarchy of mitzvot apply even in mechutz la'aretz, Shabbat chamir lo kol shein chama. Shabbos is like a capital crime, so certainly that should apply in mechutz la'aretz. So that's just a quote from the Sifrei. So, Mida Amar Abaye, Mantana the Palagid Reb Lezer, Rabbi Shmuel. So, since Abaye said, who is the Tana who's cholek with Reb Lezer? Rabbi Shmuel is the Tana. And Rabbi Shmuel, we know, holds, Moshvo Teichem means after Yerusha B'Yeshiva, but it means only in Eretz Israel. So, Shmamina, Reb Lezer, the Chumer Palag, Shmamina. So, from here, I could deduce if Rabbi Shmuel, who's the Tana Kam of our Mishnah, holds that Moshvo Teichem means just in Eretz Yisrael, but after Yerusha V'Yeshiva. So Mela, the time of Reb Lezer must hold that applies anywhere in the world. So he it's the Chumah. So he's called it the Chumah. So the Shema Minas. So the Gemara just said, okay, which are questions, comments, to us, anything we did so far? Everybody good?
I didn't know that Rabbi Lezer holds.
No, we don't know, but we know he disagrees with the Tanakhama. So we said, who's the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shmuel? How does Rabbi Shmuel learn Moshvo Teichem? So he just said himself. So then Rabbi Lezer must be holding the other way. Okay. Everybody good? Okay. I'm moving on. Okay. Now there were two lines from the bottom on Laman Zayin Manal. So Michti Rabbi Shmuel Ahecha Koi. So what was Rabbi Shmuel referring to in the Brisa when he said Moshvo Teichem means or just means in Eretz Yisrael and so forth after Yerusha V'Yeshiva on Asachim? He's referring to the Mitzvah in Asachim. The Nesachim turn page via Umosha Ptibahu. So we thought up till now that everything, the litmus test for, will be the word Moshvo Teichem. But maybe Rabbi Shmuel, by the Nesachim, look at the Psukim in page 810, says, Ki Tavo Leretz Moshvo Teichem. So it mentions both via and it mentions Moshvo Teichem, two terms. So maybe the time Rabbi Shmuel is saying, if I have both of those terms, then it's Eretz Israel. Maybe not otherwise. So he says, Biu Moshe Ktibuhu, Hachi Kamar. So the Gemara says, Inachinami, that's what Rabbi Shmuel is saying, that I need both terms, be in Moshav, then it's after Yerushiv Yeshiva. So the Gemara says, Ihafi, if that's the case, so Amarlo, so we don't understand the Braisa then. So Amarlo Rabbi Akiva, Re Shabbat Shenemar Bo Moshavot. So Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva is having a disagreement with Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Akiva's pshat by Nesachim is, as we'll see in a minute, that Nesachim applied even in the Midbar, they brought Nesachim. And then when it says B'chol Moshavotechem, it means any, it means wherever you have a bama. In other words, even in your backyard, you have a bama, you can bring Nesachim. That's the way Rabbi Akiva is learning. So Rabbi Akiva says Moshavotechem, but B'Shabbos says Moshavotechem, and obviously it's not limited to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, so Ihachi, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shabbat Shemar Moshavot, but Amar Lei, and then Rabbi Shmuel responds, Shabbat Kav Bachomrihi, namely, Rabbi Shmuel should have said to Rabbi Akiva, Anabi Umoshav Kamina. What do you mean? I have a two-prong requirement. I require that it say, you know, Kitavo and say Moshavot. What's he playing around with this Kav Bachomer by Shabbat? Shabbat Shemar just Moshavot Deitam. It says, Chadava Od Kamar Lei, meaning, Inachinami, that is what Rabbi Shmuel holds. Rabbi Shmuel holds it's an Eretz Yisrael. If it says Bia and it says Moshavot, then it's a halacha that applies in Eretz Yisrael. He says, but besides that, even according to your erroneous misunderstanding of my position, I could sell you up with the Kal v'Chomer. That's what he's saying. He says Chadav Od Kamar Lei, Chadav Danabi Moshav Kamina V'Od the Ka'amri to raise Shabbat Shnemar Moshavot. But you said, based on your misunderstanding of my position, that it's Moshavot, Shabbat. So I'll tell you, Shabbat Kavachomri. It's a Kavachomri anyway by Shabbat that it applies elsewhere. Okay, now two more lines and I'll pause. So the Gemara says, B'mai Kimiflagi, what's the underlying dispute between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel in the Braisa, the Sifrei that we just read? So B'kirvu Nesachim B'midbar Kimiflagi, the Machloket is really when they were in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael, they offer Nesachim on the Mizbeach. Now, everybody agrees that on the Korban Ot Sibur, they offer Nesachim. Everybody agrees, even in the Midbar. But for a Korban Yachid, do they offer Nesachim? He says, Rabbi Shmuel Savar, lo kibru Nesachim in the Midbar. Shmuel holds they didn't offer Nesachim in the Midbar. So when the Torah says, now you get to Eretz Yisrael, now you get to bring Nesachim. But you only get to bring Nesachim after the Yerusha and Yeshiva, and it means that you have to offer an Obama Gedola. And Rabbi Kiva says, that's old hat, where he says, Rabbi Kiva saw our Kibbutz Nesachim in the Midbar. He says, no, they were offering the Nesachim in the Midbar. So offering before they crossed the Arden, they're crossing after they crossed the Arden. But the big thing is, now before Moshavotechem, I can even offer in my private Bama, I can offer Nesachim. In other words, when there's certain times when people were permitted to offer, you know, have like a Bama Katana, not always. But remember when the Mishkan was Nov and Givon, there was a period of time when you had Bamot Ketanot. So then I could do it. And also the 14 years in Gilgal. So then they could offer it then as well. They could have it. That's the way that the Machloket. Right, could offer in the Nesachim, right. All right, so that's the piece with that. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, let's go on. Now, Amar Abaye, Hai Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Mapik Me'idach Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel. So the base medrash Rabbi Shmuel, so there are different Tanaim there, you know, different prices being taught there. So we had one Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel. He says that it's knowing in Eretz Yisrael if it says Bia and it says Moshavot. But there's a different Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, and he has a different opinion. He said, and we're going to learn this other Tana now. The Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, we learn another Tana from the base medrash Rabbi Shmuel, taught the following Braisa. So it mentions different times they'll come to Eretz Yisrael, this, that, the other. But by the Minui Melech in Parshat Shoftim, it says you'll come to Eretz Yisrael. He says, so he says, it says by one of them, Yerusha Yeshiva, Af Kol Achar Yerusha Yeshiva. So let's look at the Rashi. He says, "Hai Tana to be Rabbi Shmuel." in the Rashi, Haitana the Rishmael, he says, the La'el, the late Yerusha Yeshiva, El Hecha Dechiv Moshe and Bia, by Mira Tana, Motsami Daitu Shatana, Pinlo Octiv El Bia Lakhura, Eno Elachar Yerusha Yeshiva. So this Tana holds, if it just is Bia, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. You'll come to Eretz Yisrael. He says, Appear the Chabakami and Gabimel Khtiv Tibola Ars, but Gomer, Bia Rashtavia Shaftaba, Bia Marta Simulai Melech. So it says, you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, and you'll say, Asim alay melech, and quote, Goyim asher sviotai, some tsim alach melech. But you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, be rashta, be a shafta ba. Let me get the pasuk now for that. What I'm saying. You have the pasuk? Who's got the pasuk? Does anybody have the pasuk? All right, I'll get it. One second. Okay, one second. I got it. It's heard the dying. One second. No, 1740. Okay. So it says, this is on page 1028, if you want to follow. It says, Ki tavola aretz, asher shabukat ha-matein lach, you've come to Eretz Yisrael. Like, we're learning a different Tana from the Spedrish Rabbi Yishmael. So the first Tana we learn says, I need to have Bia, and it has to say Moshe Bo. So we're back to learn a Tana who says, if it just says Bia, then it's Eretz Yisrael. How does that Tana know that? So the Tana says, if you look at the Pasuk, page 1028, Pasuk 14, You'll possess it. What did you conquer it? How does he translate it? Pasuk 14, and you'll possess it and settle it. He says that this is the model. In other words, it always says by all the psukim you'll come to Israel, and this one it says so it's teach you that that's the model you should incorporate for all of the places. That's what he's saying. You got that? What? Right. In other words, so when it says you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, means after Yerusha Yeshiva, then you'll have this mitzvah. But here it spells it out. Other times it doesn't spell it out. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So he says, so Amar Abaye, around in the Gemara, around 10 lines down, Amar Abaye, Haitana to be Yishmael, Mapik Meira Tana the Beirut Ishmael. The Tana we just learned is like in contradistinction to the following Tana the Beirut Ishmael. The Tana the Beirut Ishmael, Hovenemu Biyur Betor Stam. It says a lot of times in Torah, Yahayaki Becha, similar words like that. Upirilacha Chubachamihen. And then in one of the psukim by Melech that we just looked at, it specifies Lachar Yerusha Yeshiva after you conquer and settle there, Avkol Lachar Yerusha Yeshiva. So too, everything is after Yerusha Yeshiva. So it comes out that, again, the first Tana held has to say, it has to have Bia and Moshe Bo. This one just says, if Bia is enough. He says, Be'idach means the first Tana will say, respond, that's not true. In other words, I can't take your general klal, because there is another mitzvah where it says Hashem will bring it to Eretz Yisrael, and it'll be after Virashta Vishafta Sham, and that's like by Bikurim. And so if it's like Shnei Tum Ke'echad by Imlamdin. In other words, by Bikurim, it says Bayakitavo, and it says, and in the beginning of Parsh Kitavo, it says, let me get it. Okay, yeah, so page 1068. It says in the first pasuk, "Vayakitavo la'aretz asher shabbosach l'makan l'akala v'rishtavi shav teba," and then you'll bring the bikurim. So it says you'll come, and it says v'rishtavi shav teba. So once it says it in two places, those are the only two places I can't learn from it. That's our klal. So that's what the first Tana says. It says v'idach mishum to have a melech bikurim shnei b'echad v'kushim b'echad ein malamdin. That's a dead letter. So I can't take that as a general klal that applied all other places. Be'idach, meaning the second Tana of the Beit Rabbi Yishmael, who says we are going to take that as a klal, and wherever it says Bia, then it means after Yerusha and Yeshiva. And so Be'idach Tzrichi, he says, yeah, it says it by Bikurim, and it says by Melech, but I could not learn Melech from Bikurim or Bikurim from Melech, so you can't need both. The Ikatav Rahman of Melech, because if the Torah only say by the Melech that mitzvah applies after Yerusha of Yeshiva, he says, "V'lokata bikurim," and it wouldn't write it by bikurim. Havamina, I would have said, "Bikurim to kametani la'alter." I would have said, "Bikurim, the person is benefiting from the fruits. He's a farmer, so it makes sense that bikurim applies right away. He doesn't wait to Yerusha and Sheba." So I can't learn anything. I can't learn Melech from there. I can't learn. I wouldn't know Bikurim. V'ikatav Bikurim. And if he would totally only write this klal by Bikurim, v'lokatav Melech, and he wouldn't write the Melech. Havamina Melech that are called lechbo shla'alter. I would say the king. You're appointing a leader, and he's going to one who's going to take care of the whole military operation. Of course, that comes immediately. So those are both necessary. The Idach, meaning the first Tana, his response is Niftav Rachman Melech Lubai Bikurim. In my opinion, he says the Torah could have just written by Melech if this is the general klal, and I don't need to write it by Bikurim. Banamina, and then I would say Uma Melech Tilechbo Shlachar Yerusha B'Yeshiva, a Melech who is necessary to conquer, but nevertheless the Torah says it's only after Yerusha B'Yeshiva you have the Melech. Bikurim lo koshkein. So Bikurim also chill out and have the Bikurim. He says Ve'irach, the second Tana would say, the first Tana, right? He says, the second one says Ve'irach ikatab hafi. It would have done like you had said, and just write the Melech habamina mini the haba achalo. I would have said that that Bikurim is like Chala, and Chala is like right away. In other words, right away you have the mitzvah of Chala. So two here. So Kamash Falan out this way. Okay. All right. So Rashi brings it down. If you look, Midi Dahaba Chala, the Kumonim Shinachai Baba Miyad. Everybody agrees Chala was right away. Dichti Baba Boachem, but Tanya. The phrase is different. It doesn't say it says b'boachem. So once across the Yarden, yechayv and chala. Okay? All right, Shoin, we're good. Okay, now, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, now we're around 20 lines to the bottom. The first one line is bahashta. Bahashta amid chobar aguf no heged bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. So now that you, so you said, if it's a chobar aguf, everybody agrees it's an Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Join. But Moshe of the Katav Rachmana Gabi Shabbat, Lamali. So why do I need Moshe Votechem by Shabbat? In other words, all that has Beirim, so Shabbat applies over the world. So why did the Torah write the word Moshe Votechem by Shabbat? In other words, if it applies everywhere in the world. So the Gemara says, Itzrich, Sachle Amina, Hol, Vinyan, Demo, Adok, Tiba. I would have thought like this. Shabbos is mentioned in Parshat Emor, with all the holidays. So Tibai Kiddush Kimo Adot. So I would have thought it requires the Kiddush from the Bezdin to sanctify the Shabbos, just like the Antopim require Kiddush Bezdin. Kamash Malan. So it's teaching me Moshavot. In other words, Moshavot here he's saying, like, where he's learning, like, B'chol Moshavotechem, like, wherever you live in the world, you'll observe Shabbos. That's what he learned in B'chol Moshavotechem. Wherever you live in the world, you'll observe Shabbos. Now, why do we need, again, he's going through different mitzvot that are Chobar Aguf. And the first Tana of the Beit Rishmael said, where it says Moshe Votechem, that means it's an Eretz Yisrael, but after Yerusha Yeshiva. But then why does it say Moshe Vot by these mitzvot for Chobar Aguf? Again, the first Tana of the Beit Rishmael, he said Bia and Moshe Votechem, right. And then the second one just says Bia, but Moshe Votechem, according to him, means, but he's saying, by why I have a mitzvah Shabbagufo. Mitzvah Gufo, why does it say Moshe Vot by mitzvah Shabbagufo? Oh, okay. So he's saying like this. So one has we gave by Shabbos, you know, by the Shabbos, I think Rav Schechter quotes, with the Kiddush of Shabbos, that there's an aspect that even though the Bezdin doesn't have, you know, Shabbos is Kviya V'kaima, which is made gracious, but sometimes there are things, even though they have a Kedusha, there's a mitzvah to declare the Kedusha. Like you have a Bechor, in other words, say Bechor of a Behema, so it has a Kedusha when it's born, but nevertheless, there's an obligation of the owner to declare it like to be a Bechor. So he wants to say, the Rav wanted to say the same thing by Shabbos. So even though there's a Kedusha of Shabbos, is a requirement on us to declare, like it was with Kiddush, that this day is holy. In other words, to make the declaration that it's holy. That's why you have a mitzvah of Kiddush. And so even though there's a Kedusha there, but we're like Mitzurah with this Kedusha. In other words, there's no Bezdin, but we should declare it to be Kadosh. Okay, so here, let's see back in the Gemara. So that's why it says, so Moshe Bodas teach me that it applies everywhere in the world. So now, then he says, or through some, he says, now Moshe of the Ketav Rachmana Gabi Chelev B'dam Lamali. So by Chelev and Dam, it says, so why does it say Moshe vote there? So he says, Isrich, Safta Amina Hol Binyana de Korbanot Ktive. So since it's written near all the Korbanot, Bismanti Ika Korban, Nitya Ser Chelev Adam. I would think, time wise, when there's Korbanot, Chelev Adam is prohibited. Bismanti like a Korban, lo. No, so Kamash Malan. So Moshe vote is teaching me that even in a time when the korbanot don't apply, in other words, that even when the korbanot don't apply, there's this still mitzvah. He says, now,
it says mashal only applies there. So,
well, yes, that's true, but Moshe Avot has to mean something though.
Well, you know, anyway.
And it says
possess. Possess, not to, like, possess it. Okay, one second. Wait, let me take a little one second. All right, I'm gonna have to hold that on the side for now. Go on. So now let's see back to where. So Chilabadam, we answered. Now, most of the Katrak Manaka be Matsu Maror Lamali. So we show them bring down the word Maror is like thrown in here. Some don't have the word Maror here. Saying Moshe by Matsu, why do I have that? And Rashi says, Bechomoshu Techem Toklu Matsu. So Isri Satana Kamina, Kolokhtiva Matsurum Yokluvu. It says, now this Pasuk is really by the Pesach Sheni. You'll be with Matsu and Rorim. Bismanti Ika Pesach in, Bismanti like Pesach Lo. So I would think that the mitzvah only applies when you have a korban pesach to eat matzah, kamash malan. In other words, before Moshe Votechem teaches me, you know, wherever, under all circumstances. Now, be at the. In other words, why does it say before Moshe Votechem by matzah? So he says, but it mentions matzah in conjunction with the korban pesach. So we think if you have a korban pesach, you have a mitzvah matzah, not korban pesach, no matzah. So before Moshe Votechem is teaching, right? Yeah. So Bia de Kata Rahmana Gabi Tfilin Pedachamor Lamali. So now he's shifting over to the other term, Bia. He says it like we say in the morning when people put on Tfilin, it says, Vayaki Biacha. Why do we need that for? He says, Hahumi Baile, Lechitan de Rabbi Shmuel. So I need it for that which the Tan of Rabbi Shmuel taught. A same mitzvah Zush, which was Filat Tikanes Laaretz. Do this mitzvah, and Zechus this mitzvah. You will enter Eretz Israel. That's what it was tefillin, and it sounds like in Petra Kamor that'll be zakus. You'll get into Eretz Israel. So he says, "Bishleim l'mad amar Moshe komakom shetem yoshvim mashma." So now the Gemara says, according to the thing that says Moshe means wherever in the world you're living. So I understand the following psukim: Hayda the Tiv, Vayochlu me'avur ha'aretz b'machrona Pesach, b'machrona Pesach achul mi'ikar lo achul. So by Moshe, by Chadash, it says Moshe Voteichem. So it doesn't mean waiting the Rosh Yeshiva. It means this halach applies anywhere in the world. You can't have Chadash till the Omer is brought. So by the Chadash, We have two interpretations of Makom Shoteicha. So according to one interpretation, Makom Shoteicha means anywhere in the world you are after that's like the Tana Reblezer. Anywhere in the world you are, you can't eat Kaddash till the Minchas Omer is brought. So he says, and then I understand the Psukim. It says in Yoshua, after the day following Pesach, they ate from the produce of the land. So after means the Hakravata Omer, they were able to eat from the new crops. And initially not. Alma, so that would be right. That would be like the way Reb Lezer had learned it. So Alma, Akruv, Omer. So I see the Omer was brought, Bahadur Achol, and then they ate it. Hello, Andamar, Lachar Yushad Yeshiva. But according to the other opinion, it means, right, like after you inherit land and you dwell in it, so Nechol Alter, so they should have eaten right away. What are they waiting around for? In other words, the mitzvah of Chadash doesn't apply till 14 years go by when they have Yerush of Yeshiva. That's what Choshva Teichem. So the Pasuk in Yeshua says they crossed the Yarden on the 10th of Nisan, and then after the 16th of Nisan or whatever, the 17th of after the on when the 17th of Nisan, they're eating new crops. So what are they waiting? They could eat right away. They don't have to wait until the Hakravas are over. So let's see. So the Gemara says, they didn't need it. In other words, they could have, but they didn't need to. The Klal Yisrael consumed the man for 40 years till it came to Eretz No Shabbat, means the West Bank. And Aman Achlu Adawama Ketzeretz Kanan. Ketzeretz Kanan means the East Bank. So, if Shalomar Adonai of Shabbat, how could it be that they eat the man till the West Bank? Shikbar Namar Kaseir's Kanan. It says they eat to the East Bank. If Shalomar Kaseir's Kanan, to the East Bank, Shikbar Namar Adonai of Shabbat. A Ketzad, Vishababa Adar Mate Moshe. So, Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th of Adar, who Pasak Man Mile Raid, and the man stopped coming down on the 7th of Adar. He was talking to Man Shibaklayim at Shisha Asar Benisan. And they were able to subsist on the man that they had until the 16th of Nisan. So that's what that means. That they in other words, they could have eaten it earlier, but they were able to subsist on the man. But the man stopped coming down on the east bank on the 7th of Adar, but they had storage until the 16th of Nisan. Okay, I think that's going to be it for tonight. Okay, I'll see everybody. Let me.
Thank you.
One second.